Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Garnacho is away. And he's got Ahmad up with him. Here is the youngster. Ahmad! Oh, it's in! What a moment for Ahmad Diallo, who shows the name. Actually going to get in trouble for that. He's already been booked. That's going to be a second yellow card. But it matters little really in the scheme of things, because he has won the quarter-final for Manchester United. United 4, Liverpool 3.
Now, if this was Martin Tyler from the 2000s, he would be screaming his lungs out. But no, I mean, he's a lot older now. But what a game, nonetheless.
Yeah, what a game that delivered drama, delivered a reminder that football still sends you on a roller coaster like no other. And the magic of the cup, Manchester United beating Liverpool in the 120th minute, courtesy of a late winner by Ahmad Diallo.
None of us saw this coming. I mean, when I saw it at 2-1 up, I thought, yeah, well, this is it. This is about right. Then I switched off. I just switched off. I wasn't watching the game because I don't subscribe. So I switched off the commentary. And then an hour later, I went back on. I was like, okay, what am I missing here?
Exactly. And at 2-1, I think Liverpool were good value. In fact, saw a lot of the ball, didn't take their chances as much, but should have probably wrapped it up. They didn't, and Manchester United came back to punish them.
Let's set the stage for our discussion post-FA Cup quarter-final between Manchester United and Liverpool. Here is Graham Souness speaking on ITV after the game.
When it's 2-1 in 90 minutes and Liverpool are you know, breaking on Man United time and time again, there's always that thought, if you don't put another one away, United could get back into the game. That's exactly how it panned out. When you're that dominant, normally Liverpool put you to the sword. If they're that dominant, normally they get the other goal that'll win them the game, but they didn't. And I come back to, great credit to Man United, not a team that have had a great season, not a team that are playing with a lot of confidence, but they dug in, they kept believing, and we were critical at half-time, deservedly so, but fair play to them, they got back on the horse and went again.
I was surprised, to be honest. I mean, when you consider in the second half, so I saw the highlights, you look at the body language, they're a bit like, okay, yeah, where are we going with this? But they really dug deep.
Yeah, I think the mentality was questioned, especially because at the end of the first half, leading 1-0, they conceded 2 in such quick succession. So all the words on Twitter were, again, the mentality being questioned, what's happened here. But to sort of be on the ropes, 2-1, for so long in the second half, and then get the 2-2 goal, and then lose 3-2 in extra time, but still find the belief, it speaks volumes of the mentality they can find if they want to. And I think that was evident for all to see yesterday.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that. And it comes down to the players on the pitch. The manager can do so much. Erik ten Hag speaking after the match, saying he's so happy for Ahmed Diallo, who's had such a difficult season. But let's put the golden boy of the night to the side and talk about the other more senior players on the team.
Yeah, Ahmed Diallo taking all the headlines, but it was a team effort. I thought the likes of Rashford, who missed that opportunity in the 90th minute, which, by the way, would have been offside, I've read on Twitter. So it didn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but still, he made up for that miss by scoring the winner. And you can see Bruno, who's been questioned as captain, playing centre-back for so long. And let's check in with Rashford and Bruno speaking after the match to ITV.
Yeah, I mean, it's a noise there. You can tell what a big game it is. And huge occasion, listen, we've not had the season that we wanted, but nights like this will forever be good at Old Trafford. So today represents what it's always represented for me. You know, nothing's changed. It's a massive night in the history for United. A big game against Liverpool, and you know, we're happy that it gets us through to a semi-final. But even if it's a normal game against Liverpool, we need to win at home.
The manner of the victory, Bruno. The manager talked to us before the game about belief. It looked like it had gone at times, but you kept that belief. Where did it come from?
Oh, we always had belief. The problem is we're not being consistent with the performance. It's not about the belief. I think the team has put always the belief there, 100%. We give everything all. Sometimes you play well, sometimes you don't. And you know, at this club, you have to be always at high standards. And when you don't, you're going to be criticized at moments. But it's part of the game. We're used to that. That's why you play for Man United. You want to have that pressure. We have it, and we know how to deal with that this season, as Marco said, not being at the level we want. But we know that we have to improve, and we will to improve.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with your radio volume. I pushed that up intentionally at my end, okay?
Just to give the listeners a feel of the crowd, right? You can hear that singing. And the players, both the players, ticking off all the buzzwords, standards, belief. Yeah. And I think that's what a result like this does for Manchester United, because they've been meandering throughout the season, right? Waiting for something to light the fire. Hopefully this result does, because as we've alluded to, I don't think Manchester United have much to play for anymore this season. It's the cup and maybe a hopeful top five finish. So at least they can conjure something to try and finish the season strongly.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I was only, honestly, I felt a bit sad for Liverpool considering the way they played. I thought they were the better side for large parts. I thought they had their own sense of belief, their own sense of style and will, imposing themselves on the game. But they missed a heck of a lot of chances.
Yeah, they certainly did. And I think we have, in the past weeks, waxed lyrical about Jurgen Klopp eking every single ounce out of these boys, right? Yeah. But they are only human and fatigue does catch up. You look at Mo Salah, who scored the goal yesterday, but still doesn't look ready to be at that peak yet. I think he will take some time. And maybe fatigue did catch up for the players. And Jurgen Klopp said as much post-match, speaking to ITV.
After 2-1 up, we had so many chances where we have to kill the game off. Didn't last pass, not right. Been in a rush in some moments. And obviously, then the rest is already history, if you want. Then we are nearly there in normal time. Then we are nearly there in extra time. And then we lose the game. That's all right. I cannot ask the boys for more. So obviously, we have a much more intense season so far. I think everybody knows that. It's not we just have to count the games. And today it was hard. It was hard, because United's quality took a lot of risk. Absolutely respect that. There was a time when they played 1v1 in the back. We should have used that better, but that's the problem. And the longer the game goes, the decision making doesn't get better. Yeah, let me say like that. So they take the risk and we don't use it properly. But again, congratulations to United for going to semi-final. And we have a game less or two games less, who knows that. And now we try to use that in the next few weeks.
A friend of mine, Claire, posted this, and she's a hardcore Liverpool fan. She posted this on her Facebook page. Manchester United has not lost an FA Cup home tie against Liverpool for over 100 years. Ouch, was the writing on the wall then?
It could have been if history suggests so, but I think with games like this, you can't really use the history or the form guide, and I think it proves so, right? Yeah. Because I honestly believe Liverpool should have beat us in 90 minutes. Yep. It was just, sometimes football just takes over, and it was one of those nights yesterday.
Sometimes belief gives you an extra 10%. But if you look at the way things are going, I know you alluded to this earlier on, the potential fifth place finish, getting in the Champions League, what's there left to play for? Now, if you look at the fixtures in the league, and if you look at the way to Wembley, they've got a Coventry semi-final tie. So that, well, then again, anything can happen. But that looks good for them to get into the final at least. So two dates at Wembley, depending on how the Man City-Chelsea game goes, although I don't expect Chelsea to put up much of a fight, hey, they could potentially have a rematch at the end of the year.
They possibly could have a Manchester derby again in the FA Cup final. But overall, when you look at the grand scheme of things, for all the criticism that Erik ten Hag has received, with all due respect to Coventry, who we face in the semi-final, he could potentially have led this Manchester United team to 3 cup finals in the space of about 2 years.
Sure.
And I think that deserves some credit. He also deserves massive credit for the changes he made yesterday. He had no choice. It was a cup match and he had to bring in the players. He did so boldly and it paid off. And I think here's him speaking about that semi-final draw as well as the belief the players have.
Semi-final, if you want to go to the final, you have to win it. But we have to play our best. We have seen yesterday Coventry, how they did that for a very good team, very good spirit, very good mentality. It's going to be a difficult game, but we want to go to the final. So, we have to prepare our best and to play our best to go into the final.
You talked about belief before the game, the need to have belief. Has today proved it in a way that maybe we haven't seen before?
Not only today, but...
But today was exceptional, Erik. And you look at the stakes, your season's over, in a sense, in terms of a trophy. Today was a game you had to win in many ways.
Yeah, but I said all for many, many weeks, we have a team is for the future, is very good. And they're coming up players who are developing, progressing very good, like Dalot, Kobe again today, Garnacho again today. But then with all the others, I like Bruno, like you said, mentioned Rashford. I can mention more players who did fantastic, very good job, and you see the potential.
I just want to say, you know, that's how you do it in extra time. You know, you don't wait for penalties. Mm. You don't play for penalties.
Pochettino might be listening. And yes, I think that really spoke volumes of both the teams, because even when Liverpool were leading 3-2, they weren't trying to coast to victory almost. They were trying to play on the front foot. And I guess that's the Liverpool way. Similarly for Manchester United, even when it was 3-3, they had that last break and they went for goal rather than the corner flag. So I think you're absolutely right. You've got to play to try and win.
Yeah, you never know, right?
Exactly.
It saves you the trouble, because penalties is like... Anything can happen, so you might as well go for it. But let's talk about this Ahmed Diallo boy who's had a troubled time. I mean, so much promise when he came back from Sunderland. What a great loan spell he had. He's a pretty good player at Atalanta as well. And he takes off his jersey and gets another yellow card. I've said it before and I say it again. I think this is really stupid.
I when you texted me this morning, I already knew that was your opinion on it.
No, I mean, not just for Diallo. Yeah. Like, for other players who get a yellow card, I'm like, come on, man.
I agree. I think the yellow card, the value of the yellow card is almost diluted if you're giving it for a late challenge as well as a player removing his jersey, right? But considering the circumstance, look, I agree with you, but... Because Ahmad Diallo, with this last-minute winner against Liverpool now, has achieved a sort of a cult hero status, the fact that he got sent off and walked off the pitch, gave his jersey to someone in the crowd and went straight down the tunnel almost adds that layer of what he'll be remembered for, and I think that's quite magical.
Well, here he is talking about that last-minute winner and the additional yellow card he got.
Today, I think we deserve this win. Yeah, we played very good today. And one of the best games of the season. So I am very happy for this win.
Is that the best game, the best goal of your life?
I think so, yeah. Against Liverpool is a very important moment. So I think it's the best goal of my career.
And then what happens? Tell us about it. You take your shirt off, but you've been yellow carded. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, no, I forgot the first yellow. And so I am very disappointed for that red card. But the most important for me is to win, and against big team like Liverpool is a big moment for me.
He sounds like a humble guy. I like that.
He certainly does, and I just want to make this point on Ahmad Diallo sounding humble, right? This boy has such a wonderful backstory, you know. He was smuggled into Italy from Ivory Coast, and now to find himself playing for Manchester United hasn't had it easy. So I'm very, very happy for him in terms of scoring. And look at how unassuming his answer is. I forgot, and he almost feels bad. Well, the good news is
too,
exactly.
You know?
and the good news is he can serve the ban in the Premier League, so he'll still be available for the semi-final, which I think he deserves to play a part in, considering how much he had a big say in us getting into the semi-finals.
You probably know a lot about the Coventry opposition, considering he spent some time in the Championship, right? So that leads us to the main question of the day, Raushan. And the question is, did Manchester United win this FA Cup quarterfinal tie, or did Liverpool lose it?
Good question. And I'm alluding to Manchester United winning it, because I think belief just coursed through the veins of those players, especially when Anthony made it 2-2. Yeah. They had the bit between
Anthony,
their teeth.
What happened?
Exactly. And I think that all adds to the layer. Someone like Anthony showing up, I think that almost cajoles the rest of the players into action. So I think for me, Manchester United won it more than Liverpool losing it.
Right. Well, ITV did extensive coverage of this. Their other pundits, Ian Wright and Roy Keane, have their say on whether Manchester United won this tie or was it Liverpool who lost it?
The way the game is going, Mark, you feel like Liverpool, they weren't ruthless to put them to bed, put them away. So why wouldn't Man United, even when they did score, why would they think, well, this is over? They kept going because there was opportunities. They were continually getting opportunities.
In these games, you're talking about the tactic and systems was almost gone out the window. Yeah. Fernandes was the last man back. Yeah. He's one of the slowest players on the pitches. But it was about character and personalities. And we've not seen that from this United team. We praise Man United for finding a way to win, but Liverpool found a way to lose.
He has spoken.
Yeah, he certainly has, and he's completely spot on, right? While I said Manchester United won it with belief, Liverpool had all the tools to beat us in 90 minutes. Somehow they didn't, but I think the good news for Liverpool is they have lesser games to worry about for Manchester United, possibly a couple of dates at Wembley.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.